Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are enjoying the show, please give us a rating and a review on your podcast app and tell your friends about the show. And let me give you a little bit of a recap and get you caught back up to where we are now. So in the last few episodes, the party has been working their way through the Underdark, what originally started as a bounty board mission to help our old friends, the Kreetoks, with some sort of underground creature, has turned into a long, arduous journey through the Underdark inside of what we believe is a mad mage's domain named Moloch. We made our way through an epically long maze fighting these large worm creatures over and over and over in what seemed like a bad dream. As we made it through the maze, we came to a sheer wall that we were able to traverse, which led us to a bridge leading to an obelisk of sorts. It is a strange egg-shaped structure with glowing bluish-white energy emitting from all sides of it. There's a table located in the middle. Shadow placed his bow, Drekben, on the table. We pulled a lever, some lightning shot into it, and it seemed to do a type of transmutation magic to change Drekben into a bestial form and upgrading it. After some shenanigans, we make it across the bridge and find some mutated cronies who decided they wanted to try their luck at taking on Shadow, Alirlock, and Talik. After killing them, we hacked our way through a large set of locked wooden double doors and found another rock bridge with pillars on all sides being illuminated by candles, and we see a gelatinous cube on the other side of the bridge, and that is where we pick up here.
Okay, so the second you step onto the bridge, in the very first space, you hear a and we're going to treat it as a click. So what do you guys do?
Shadow reaches out for the back of Alirlock's robes.
Okay.
To grab him and yank him backwards.
I'm already pretty close. I just step backwards up against the wall behind me.
Alirlock, what are you doing?
I assume that I just get yanked.
Yeah, you can just say that the Shadow
yanks. I willingly accept the yanking.
Okay.
Ayo.
Ayo. Right.
So he pulls you back and everything seems stable, and then you listen a little bit closer and you realize that the sound that you were hearing isn't coming from anywhere in front of or below you, but rather off to the sides from those pillars. And you hear the whirring and whizzing of gizmos, and we're going to need to roll initiative.
21.
17 for me.
13. I dropped the rust ball when I grabbed Alirlock.
Okay, you had a rust ball out.
I was about to toss it down on the ground and then...
So you just drop it right next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you do that before initiative starts.
Okay. Yeah. Not trying to cheese. I'm just communicating.
No, that's fine.
You cheeser.
You cheese ball.
Oh, man, I love
it. It was a giant boar?
Yeah, give me that big old cheddar.
Big boy. I don't know what you're going to do with this thing in this environment. Look at it!
Look at it! Talik, look, right. Look who it is!
Giving you permission.
Scruffy! I reach over and pat him on the butt.
Okay. You guys get the feeling that something bad's happening. You just hear... And you can see, like, weird spinning movement and gears and little, like, cogs moving around in the darkness out on the edge of these pillars.
Scruffy, I'm afraid this is a suicide mission.
How much weight can a giant boar carry?
He is large sized, so he can be used as a mount by a medium or smaller creature. Is that what you're asking?
Sure. So Shadow is gonna crawl underneath Scruffy and wrap his legs around his waist and grab onto his fur with his hands and say, Scruffy, go across that bridge.
Why do you want to be under him? I'm just curious. I'm not saying it's a problem. I just genuinely want to know.
He's subverting expectations.
Subverting expectations?
Yeah.
All right. I'm good with that. But we are in whatchamacallit mode, so it's actually Lyrlock's turn first.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. But when we get to you, I can't wait.
Okay.
I have no idea what's happening. As far as I can tell, there's me, there's three more me's, there's a Talik, there's a Shadow, and then there's a giant boar with Shadow clinging under, or potentially about to ride this boar.
It appears that Shadow is going to mount the boar as you glance in some back. Manner.
Hey, Lyrlock, just wait, and I grab you and pull you back by me. Let's see what happens with Shadow. And Scruffy.
I will hold my action for an adversary to attack them with Sacred Flame.
Okay, you will ready an action to attack. If you see an adversary within range, you will attack them with Sacred Flame.
Yes.
Talik, do you want to... Oh, so that won't move your initiative. Talik, do you want to delay, or do you want to ready an action?
I'll delay.
Okay, so we'll move your initiative, and then it will be Shadow's turn.
All right, Shadow, what is your plan?
Hi-ho, Scruffy!
I reach over and slap it on the ass as hard as I can.
And Scruffy goes sprinting across this bridge with Shadow clinging to his underbelly.
Okay, all right. So someone's getting
eviscerated.
So here's the thing. If you just rode him, I wouldn't ask for any check at all. But I'm going to need like an animal handling check or like a vehicle. Do you have like land vehicle proficiency check or like something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
proficiency
or
in both handling. Of those things.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to need one of those.
Okay. 10.
Okay. All right. So you go sprinting across this thing. What is his movement speed?
80 with a dash.
80 with a dash. Okay, so you sprint forward underneath this thing.
Yeah.
I
have a reason. Do you want the reason? Would it help you?
I don't know that I do.
Fun here without it. Keep going. So, tell us after.
So, what did we determine for mounting? That it's part of your movement? It uses, like standing up, it uses half your movement?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what we determined. When y'all were doing a lot of mounted combat stuff, I think that's what we determined. It only uses 5 feet of your movement, actually. So, you've got the rest of your turn, Shadow.
So Shadow back rolls out from underneath Scruffy as Scruffy starts to slow down and just yeets himself to the other side of the bridge.
Okay. So you... land all the way on the opposite side of the bridge. Alright.
And then he sees this wonderful cube model and he goes, oh, that's unfortunate. And then he turns around and goes, come on, Scruffy. And that's the end of his turn.
Okay. Yeah, so that was Scruffy's movement and action. So he's all done. All right, Talik, it is back to you now.
I think I've still got Expeditious Retreat active, just based since I was out last fight. Right on the other side of the door.
How long does it last?
I think it's 10 minutes. Let me see.
Yeah, if it's 1 minute, we'll say you just have a few rounds. Like
it's maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You still got it up for sure.
So I'll go... So how far can I go then?
You can use your bonus action to dash, right? So you can go double your movement without using an action.
Okay. So I'll go 60. But that puts me in between these pillars. Yeah, I'll do it, I guess. Fuck it. Actually, no. How far am I from the cube?
Oh, I don't know. Probably
60?
60 feet,
looks like,
yeah.
60, another 60.
Yeah.
I'll throw a firebolt at the gelatinous cube.
Okay. All right. Hit me up.
7 to hit.
You ready for this?
That hits.
That's a hit.
Firebolt just whizzes past
the giant block of goo.
And shadow into the giant block of goo. Does 2d10 damage, which is 8 damage.
All right, so you and this thing just
All right. I'll end my turn.
Now you'll end your turn. Okay, cool. So, hold on just a second. Your lock. Not your turn yet.
Knock me off this thing.
So
you guys see these things in the corners, and you see little figures starting to get assembled and manipulated and placed and ejected up out of the top of this thing. Before Alirlok's turn here, all these little monstrosities are gonna get built out and get spawned. They you can't see them very well off in the distance, but it's some sort of little robotic creation that just got assembled, and they kind of stand up on little toe feet
on the pillars themselves.
Yeah, they're still out on the pillars.
Is there any chance that Sacred Flame would have went off before my next turn?
Yes, right? Are these guys they're within range, right?
Yeah, 60 feet.
Yeah. So you can attack one with your reaction as soon as one of them spawns in.
Good shit, Joey.
Good remembering.
It's a 7 damage if they make a dex save of 14.
He failed it.
Okay.
How much damage?
7.
Okay, so it flares up on this thing, and it kind of wiggles a little bit, but it regains its composure, and you see this red glowing single eye turn and look right at you.
Okay.
Can I yell back to him and be like, either stay back there or we got to get across this thing?
I think we have to push forward. I yell across the bridge.
All right.
I'm going to dash.
So you use your action to dash and get right up on Talik's butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a bonus action?
If you I do have a bonus action. I want to cast Spiritual Weapon at 3rd level.
Ooh,
I'm resisting.
Okay. Spiritual Weapon!
Okay, I didn't resist.
Didn't last very long. Where would you like it to be to come into existence? Yeah, it's close enough that you should be able to move it out to the pillar.
Okay.
Next turn. Okay, all right, so you got a spiritual weapon up. Shadow, you are standing up on this larger platform. It's about 25 feet wide, and the cube's about 30 feet from you. Standing just, I mean, it's just camping the door like a freaking COD camper.
Oh, I don't like campers. I assume it can't take bleed damage.
I think that's probably a pretty safe assumption.
Me and Alirlok are on a 5-foot bridge. Shadow's on, how big is that? 20 by 20?
Like 25 by 25.
With a gelatinous cube.
Yeah.
And now we've got eight robotic killbots on these pillars.
Mm-hmm.
So on the cube, 18 to hit and 8 damage with an Eldritch Blast, with Agonizing Blast and Repelling Blast.
Okay. So it just slaps into the door.
Yeah.
Jiggles.
And then another 15 and another 4 damage.
All right.
So I was going to move right there. And then the boar is going to trot up here behind Shadow and just kind of be like...
You don't want him to just dive into the gelatinous cube?
No.
Okay. Alec, your turn.
I'm going to use my expeditious retreat to move my full 60 to here. Okay.
About 10 feet shy of the cube.
I will cast a firebolt at the cube.
Okay.
I got 20 to hit. And I did... Ooh, pretty damn good damage. 14 damage.
Great damage. All right. So a little singe into his midsection.
All in my turn.
Okay. The cube is going to leave its post. And
shocker.
Slide forward and try to engulf Talik.
Reaction.
Sure, yeah, he's gonna, because really, I only moved him like 11 feet so we can get Talik out if he gets out, but go for it.
Oh, 19, so it'll be a 25 to hit.
I was like, what's the disappointment? You're just one of the crit.
Yeah, and then 11 damage.
Okay. All right, Talik, I need you to make me a dex save as you try to dive out of the way of this thing as it tries to engulf you.
Oh god, 5.
Are you kidding me?
Here we go again.
Okay, so it completely engulfs Talik. You become restrained and begin suffocating, and most importantly, you take 12 damage.
Ooh, that's pretty good damage.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm hurt. I'm at 34 of 70 total.
Okay. And now it's all these little shitheads' turns.
Well, they can't hit me.
They can't hit you because you're in the cube. So
yeah.
You hear, and then as grappling hooks shoot out of these things and zip them across. And they kind of cling onto the side of this thing with their spidery legs.
Side of the bridge.
Yeah, this one is going to try to ziplock onto a Learlock. He's going to try to hit you with this thing. Oh, super low roll. So he actually misses, and it just... And this wire kind of retracts back to him. He doesn't make it across, actually. This one lands right in front of a Learlock. This one here is also going to try to hit a Learlock with it. That's a nat 1. So his also goes wide. But then this one is going So now a Learlock is
6.
Surrounded. He has 4 behind him and 2 in front of him.
On this tiny ass bridge. Fuck.
And that is their action. But then... The ones behind him are going to close in up to him. Okay, Learlock, it's your turn.
How tall are they?
They're little. They're like, they're small creatures. They're probably...
Yeah, what do they look like?
Yeah, so now that they're closer, they're just a clockwork gear mechanism. Think like something out of Sid's toy room. There's like these... spider legs coming off of it, and they're just little boxes with gears spinning around them. They've got like pincers coming off of the front, like shears essentially. They're much more uniform than the horrifying monstrosities that y'all fought in the other room.
They're kind of cute
in a weird way, and then they have like these creepy red eyes in the center of them that just stare at you.
Star Wars droid type.
Oh, yeah, the little models. The little models aren't half bad, actually.
So, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in awe. The word pickle, it doesn't really describe it very well.
So, my mirror image is still up. Is it possible to dash past them?
Yeah, you feel like you could probably, you know, run past them, but they'd get opportunity attacks. But they're not, like, blocking your way. So you'd take the one behind you plus two in front of you would all try to take a snip at you with their little shears.
So I guess they're going to make an attempt to attack me, but the mirror image is going to...
How does that work?
So the way it reads is that duplicates move with you and mimic your actions, shifting positions, so it's impossible to track which image is real. Each time a creature targets you with an attack during the spell's duration, roll a d20 to determine whether the attack targets one of your duplicates instead.
Okay.
If I have all three duplicates, I must roll a 6 or higher to change the target's attack to duplicate.
Okay, alright, I'm going to roll the first one. That's a 15.
So, if you roll a 15, then it would hit a duplicate.
Okay, and then I still roll to attack, right? They have an AC, don't they?
A duplicate's AC equals 10 plus dex modifier, so...
Okay, so this is my roll to hit. Oh, gosh, that's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
All right, so it kills a duplicate?
Yeah, that duplicate is gone.
Okay, all right. Next one, target determination, a 15 for target determination.
So that is going to be another duplicate.
Okay, that is going to be a dirty 19 to hit. I'm very sorry about your duplicates here getting
That's merged. What they're there for.
You're right. That is what they're there for. And then a 9 to hit. Is that you or is that a duplicate?
Oh, 3 of them get to hit me? Oh, because I moved out of this one right here.
Yeah, the one in the back.
So on that roll, it must be an 11 or higher for them to hit.
But you know what? That is a 2 on the die. So he just straight misses.
Okay.
So perfect. You've got one duplicate left?
Yeah.
Cool.
So now I'm going to use my... bonus action, move the weapon up 20 feet and repeat an attack against a target. So I can move that and attack one of these things, correct?
Yeah, I think you could probably reach the tower. There's still one sitting on the tower, or you could get back to the bridge.
I'll go back to the bridge.
All right.
Make an attack roll. This was at third level.
Oh, ooh. Man.
23
right, to hit.
And then, oh my gosh. 6.
Oh, is that it?
6 damage.
Is third level the lowest level for spiritual weapon?
Yes. That it doesn't get a damage increase at third level. It gets a damage increase at fourth level.
Ah, man. Okay. Gotcha. That doesn't kill it.
That is okay. I did what I needed to do.
Yeah, you got the hell out of there. That's the important part.
I'll cast a Sacred Flame at that same one.
Okay.
Dex save 14.
Big fail. It's a 9.
Oh, 12.
Oh, he just erupts and just like falls off slowly into the acid.
Perfect. Now, that's my turn. That was great.
You hear a splash when he lands and then like a...
Nice.
All right, Shadow. It's your turn. Talik is in a cube about... 7 feet away from you.
If that cube suddenly went to another location entirely, would Talik go with it?
Yeah, it's not a grapple. He is engulfed. Yeah. It would go with it.
Seems like Lirlock is big dicking that entire killbot army over there.
Doing my best.
Lirlock, you good?
Yeah, it's all gravy back here, baby.
Shadow is going to step right here and shoot an Eldritch Blast.
All right, so you just step over a little bit, line yourself up.
Yeah, Eldritch 23 Blast to hit.
This guy.
That will be 4 damage, and it will go back 10 feet. Yeah, at the cube.
All right, so you just kind of shove it back into the doorway corner.
Yeah. And then a 12 to hit.
That hits. It's gelatinousness.
And 13 damage. Ooh. Knock it back into the corner.
Much better damage. All right, so you shove it all the way up into the corner. Just ripples in excitement.
And then Shadow's going to say, Scruffy, get Tolik out of that thing.
Scruffy's going to get me.
What does Scruffy do? Is he going to charge?
So Scruffy's going to charge up there and stick his face inside of the cube and hook Tolik's waist with his tusk and try to rip him out of there.
Okay, hold on. They're friendly to you. I don't remember exactly how the rust bag is phrased. Will they
shove their
face into acid for you?
Yeah.
I knew this was coming. You can use a bonus action to command how the creature moves and what action it takes on its next turn, or to give it general orders, such as to attack your enemies. In the absence of such orders, the creature acts in a fashion appropriate to its nature.
Okay. So you're using your bonus action to tell him to go pull him out of there. That's good. All right.
I was intentional with how I approached it.
Make me an athletics check.
Athletics?
Yeah, to pull him out.
Okay.
It'll be a strength check.
Yeah. An 11.
Oh, man. He reaches in there, and he gets a hook on him, and he starts to pull him out, and then he just, like, slips a little bit and yelps as the acid gets all up in his nose. He takes 6 acid damage, and he fails to get Tolik out. He kind of rolls him around inside, but doesn't actually get purchased with his tusks.
Okay.
Tolik, you are inside the cube. You can try to make a strength check to crawl out yourself.
Strength check?
Yes, check, not saving throw. Yep.
Okay. Come on. All right. 20. Dirty 20.
Okay. All right. So you crawl your way out of this thing and flop out onto the ground outside of it.
Did that use my action?
It does. Yeah, that does take your action.
I'm backing all the way up to the edge of the bridge, and I look back at Alirlok, and I'm like, you good? Come on, buddy.
It does lunge out at you and try to get you with a pseudopod, but it misses.
Okay, good. Oh, do I need to make a constitution saving throw?
For your...
Expeditious retreat. Okay. 18, so I should be good. I didn't take that much damage.
Oh, man, that's a nice thing about the mirror images thing that you were doing, because it's like, you don't take damage at all, so you don't have to worry about concentration.
Right. Well, I don't currently have any concentration up right now anyway.
Spiritual weapon.
It is not.
That spell's so freaking badass.
It's so cool. It basically gives you an attack on your bonus action every turn. It's really cool. Plus, it seems badass.
Well, and not right next to you, which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. This thing's gonna try to engulf. What's this boar's name?
Scruffy.
All right, Scruffy needs to make me a dexterity saving throw. Hopefully he rolls better than Tolik.
Dex is plus 0.
Uh-oh.
15.
Okay, all right, so he can hop back, or he can move 5 feet in any direction to avoid it. I'll let you pick where he goes to.
Well, logically speaking, hopping back for a boar of his size would be challenging, so he's just going to jump left and slam into that wall a little bit.
Okay. Kind of cram it over here.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to be like...
He kind of barely catches his shin. He's just like... but that is the cube's action. So, at the start of these guys... You hear the things are still just whirring away. You see off in the distance several more of these things populate the tops of these towers.
What?
Of course.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
And then let's start going. So this one's gonna run up and try to scissor Alir Lock. That's a 12 on the mirror image check. So that's an attack against you, right?
With one duplicate, you must roll an 11 or higher. So no, that does not hit me.
Oh, okay. So the next duplicate is marked.
Well, what was the to hit roll on the first one?
Oh, it's a 13 to hit?
Oh, yeah, that'll hit. Okay. Just barely, but it'll hit.
Ah, oh, got him. All right.
So I have no more duplicates.
All right, so this one's going to attack you, and that's a nat 1. Too bad it wasn't on the duplicate. Because a 13 wouldn't have hit your AC. All right, the rest of these guys are going to move forward, and they are going to just, like, skitter past Alir Lock and try to, like, trap him in. They're going to go on, like, the sides of it, and they're just like, and then crawl up behind it and try to trap him on the bridge. You can take an opportunity attack if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll take an opportunity attack. Club, that's a 14.
Oof. 14 hit.
Swinging that bone club okay. around. Bone
and
clubs in harmony.
Be, 8 damage, and I can also move a target 5 feet on hit, and they're also going to take 1d8 necrotic damage.
Oh my gosh.
So 5 necrotic, and I can I knock it off the edge?
Oh yeah, you smash it as it's crawling by and just and it just crushes underneath your mace and then goes falling down.
That's from the crusher feet. So yeah.
I love it. This one can't quite hit you with the old grapply hook, so it just grapples across. This one grapples across. The brand new ones don't get an action this turn. Leerlock. It's your turn.
Oh,
you once again have 4 of them behind you and then 2 of them in front of you.
Awesome. I'm going to use my club and I'm going to attack another one in front of me.
Like one that's stopping you from getting away? Like one that's in the way?
Yeah. In between me and Talik.
Okay.
That's a 15 to hit.
That hits.
And I would like to pelt this man off the edge.
So you just like
4 damage.
One hand swing from the side and just kapoosh, and kind of smash him a little bit and then just send him flying off the edge.
That's perfect. And I'll bring my spiritual weapon over.
Like a croquet bat.
Behind me. And I'll have it attack the one in front of me as on my bonus action.
This guy?
Yeah. Yikes. 9?
A 9 misses. Your teardrop sword goes to slice at it, and it just moves out of the way erratically, unexpectedly.
Okay. And that is going to be my turn.
Okay, you don't want to take the AOs and try to run.
Yeah, I will.
Oh.
Okay.
Nope, that's the wrong dude. And I'll back up to about here.
First one's going to be a hit. It's an 18 to hit.
That's highly unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, but it doesn't do very much damage. It does. It literally does 2 damage. So.
Okay.
That's nice.
Negligible.
Yeah, like min damage. Next one's a miss. But this one, as you try to run by it, crits.
Steps on your toe.
What the?
And it does 10
Ooh.
Damage.
I ain't scared.
As it just nips you in the calf as you run by with some little shears.
Ow.
Okay.
That's a serious shears. I did not like that.
That actually like kind of hurt me when I said it. All right, Shadow, your turn.
That sounds painful.
19 to hit. Eldritch Blast slamming into the Mamma Jamma. 5 damage, knock it back 10 feet.
Chunky boy, chunky boy.
Another Eldritch Blast. That's going to be a nat 20.
crit.
So that'll Eldritch. Be 18 damage with an Eldritch Blast.
How do you want to obliterate this?
Yes. I just want the Eldritch Blast to just punch a hole straight through it.
Just when it just it blasts its magic across the back door. As it collapses and dissipates, this one, unlike the other ones that you've seen in this dungeon, seems to be full of stuff that kind of clatters to the ground.
Shadow runs up, and I doubt I can... Well, can I use my object interaction to try to open the door?
Yeah. So it's got a handle there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you reach down to go to open the door. You do see a keyhole as you're reaching down, and yeah. Sure enough, you go to open it, and it's locked. But as you go to pull the handle, you hear, click!
Shadow just hits the deck and sticks his glaive into the wall.
So, as you're going to drop down, you leave your hand on the handle for just a second too long, and you need to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Not one.
Shoots out these little hooks that grapple your hand and kind of stick into it and grab your fist wrapped around the door and hold it. You only take, well, max damage. You take 6 damage, but you are grappled by the door.
By the door itself?
Yeah, it's a trap that, like, when you go to grab the handle, these little, needle arm hooks reach out and grab your hand.
Gotcha.
Ah!
Extra creepy and awful.
Okay, so Shadow looks over and says, Scruffy, get back there and defend that bridge.
Alright.
So Scruffy's gonna come and he's gonna try to muscle past a leer lock.
Yeah,
I'll say. And get out on that bridge. Now the question is,
do you want him to run past this guy?
No. Or
stop for him.
Did he get a 20 feet arc?
Yeah, he moved 25 feet to get here. Yeah.
Okay. So then he is going to hit that little killbot. So that'll be a 14 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. So it's going to be 4d6 plus 3.
Dang.
So that'll be 19 damage to that thing.
It just gets smashed and just goes as it goes flying off the edge.
And so Scruffy, almost like a predator version of a giant boar, is going to take a couple more steps out onto this bridge.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Just like runs up, smashes it, and is just like, bring it, punks.
Yeah, and just is going to just stand here and just own this space.
I like to picture him as like a cool Pumbaa type guy.
I was literally thinking Pumbaa as well, and I wasn't thinking cool.
Just a big ass Pumbaa.
A big pig. Isn't that one of his songs? Something about a big pig?
Yeah.
It's when he does the, don't you want a big pig?
I take my action or whatever you want me to use, and I pull out my shield.
Yeah, we have said that takes your action.
I kind of squat down, get behind the pig, and I'm like, Lirlock, go help Shadow. And I stand and block this bridge as well, and I'll end my turn.
The cube is no more. Take him off the Anish. And sure enough, it is the bot time. These bots, as you may recall my description, run around the edges of this bridge. Yeah, they run down the sides of it and go skitter across. He can make a opportunity attack as they leave his range on one of them. Shadow.
9 to hit.
9 misses.
I'll hit the next one.
Okay, I'll be this guy.
With my ready to action.
Okay.
Is that just one swing or do I get to do both?
Ooh, what a good question.
I think I get to do both, totally. Right? Because it's my action, not attack.
Yeah, and the way extra attack is...
Oh, well, what do you use for me to pull out the shield, though? Bonus action or full action?
Oh, yeah, it did use the full action, so it'll just have to be a reaction to swing.
Okay. Just like an opportunity, like a...
Just an opportunity attack, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because they're trying to get past you. They seem very disinterested in you, and they seem to be beelining it for Shadow.
A 13?
13 is a hit.
Okay, I'm just one-handing it, swinging, because I had my shield out. 8 regular damage.
8 is actually just enough to kill this one.
Okay, cool.
So chops it as it tries to run by. Now, the three that make it past you, they get past you, and then they kind of squat down a little bit, and you hear as they all shoot out grappling hooks at Shadow.
Oh, shit! And the door's got him grappled, too.
He's just grappled, though, so they don't have advantage.
Okay.
He's not restrained. The first one is going to be a 17.
Unfortunate.
That's it. So you take 4 damage, and it's over
and
to
I
you.
Swing my glaive at it.
If you want to take an opportunity attack on one of these guys as it reaches past you, you can as well. You're slinging your glaive, Seth?
Yeah. 24 to hit. 7 damage to it.
Okay. So you chop it out of the air as it gets to you, and it kind of... And then it flips itself back up, ready to cut you. Alirlock, did you want to take an opportunity attack on one of these guys as they made it past you?
Yes. That'll hit.
Ooh, that'll hit.
Yikes. 6?
6 damage? Okay. Nothing with Crusher on
this guy? I mean, I'll move him. I don't think it's going to move him anywhere away from Shadow.
What is the Crusher? I missed that. The Bone Club has that? Oh, that's the feat he picked up. What is it? Okay. What does it do?
On any hit with a bludgeon, I can move a target 5 feet on a hit.
That's sick.
On a crit, any attack rolls made against the target that I crit on have advantage on their attack rolls against that target until my next turn.
He's like dazed.
Cool. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, you want to move him? You want to...
Yeah, whichever way it makes sense.
Knock him off.
Yeah, can he go 5 feet off?
Roll me a d6. If it is a 5 or 6, he'll go off. So you slam him back in, kind of skitters right to the edge and kind of hangs onto the lip. Seth, this next one's going to shoot its grapple at you. Man, the dice hate you. It's 18 to hit.
Huh.
He does 3 damage and over to you. Now, is what's interesting is I think, yeah, you got this guy out of his range, actually. So he cannot zip to Shadow anymore. So he is going to attack you, Alirlock.
So I know I can't use my glaive again. So I don't have any reactions at all.
It's like your action. You get one a turn, one around. All right. Alirlock. That's the guy who get a 21 to hit you.
21.
He does 3 damage, though.
Okay.
The rest of the build bots are going to... Or kill bots, rather.
They just keep coming, across. Guys. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
And then these guys are gonna start to move up. They already used their hook shots, so they can't attack this turn. They're starting to like crawl around the edges. Okay. Alirlock, your turn.
I am going to go see what I can do to help Shadow.
Help me!
That guy rolls a 17 on his opportunity attack.
That misses. 18 AC.
Oh, you got your shield. Okay. Nice. Okay.
I guess I can't get the shadow without getting through these little kill bots. So
they're pretty small, but yeah, I mean, they're there. They're kind of all... They're pincing at his little legs as he's trying to keep them off of him.
Yeah. I want to use my bonus action to move my friend here and attack this guy first.
Oh, sure, yeah.
23.
That'll definitely hit.
8 damage.
Okay, that'll finish him off.
Okay.
So he clean slice right down to the bottom.
And I'm also want to attack before I say that, can I make an attempt to pull Shadow off of the door?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to try to pull him off? It'll be an athletics check.
It'll be an athletics check and it'll consume my action, correct?
That is correct.
Brother, 14.
That is not good enough. You go to pull on him and he's just like, ah! It just digs in tighter into his hand.
Okay. And that will be my turn.
Okay. Pretty good turn, all things considered, that your action didn't get much value. Alright, Shadow. You got one arm stuck in this thing.
Shadow is feverishly looking in all the Deborah for a key.
Okay. Yeah, like in the cube, basically.
Yeah. He's looking all around, picking things out of the way, moving things with his foot as he can. He's trying to find a key.
All right, make me an investigation check.
Oh, cross your fingers, everybody.
Is there a hide a key, a fake rock?
Unfortunate.
A 3. You do see that there's some pretty cool looking gear laying around on the ground. I guess it distracts you because you definitely don't find a key.
I'm cursed.
Cursed! But that doesn't take your action. That's free. Perception checks and stuff like that are free, unless there's some reason they're not.
Quit fucking around with that door, Shadow, and open it.
Triggered.
Listen here, you little shit.
Became Batman.
He just became his character from Rabbiton.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, Zefkus.
I don't like this. Okay, so Shadow... Okay, describe exactly how this thing has me.
Okay. You reached in and grabbed...
In what?
Remember the way I described the last door handle? This one looks pretty much the exact same. So it's like... Okay. It's a handle, like a vertical handle, and it's just ever so slightly recessed into the door. So there's a little spot for you to reach your hand in, like the basket of a rapier. And you reached and grabbed the handle, and then out of where that basket is flush with it, shot out like 8 metal spike hook things. And so as they rotated out, they formed a new basket. So now your hand's basically in a sphere, except all the little hooks dug in to your wrist hand area.
And what did Alirlock try to do exactly?
He tried to pull you away from it, and it hurt like a mofo, and he wasn't able to pull you all the way off.
Okay. So Shadow's going to try to... I don't know how this needs to happen, but Shadow's going to try to calm down and very gently move his arm just kind of away from the pressure a little bit. Not like he's trying to pull it out, just move it forward very calmly and try to just kind of make it to where there's no tension pulling against the spiked hooks.
Yeah, you make me a sleight of hand check.
There you go, sleight of hand.
That one.
Oh, are my you god, your me? Rolls your are rolls so tonight bad tonight.
I mean, have like, been so bad.
Shadow casts Arms of Adar on everything within 10 feet of him. Takes 9
Can
damage.
I use a reaction?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Is he within 10 feet of you? I think he definitely is. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't have a rabbit hop.
Is there a save?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. He might get save.
Yeah, you still take damage even if you save.
Take half.
YOLO.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, fuck it. I said it. Cards laid, card played.
All right.
Strength save.
Strength save. That's a good choice against these little shits. They've got really low strength.
Like, really low good strength. Good against a little
They both fail.
All right, everybody takes 9 damage.
Oh my god. Well, the tentacles come out and just it's like this rage just bursts out of Shadow and almost kind of sends these robots flying back with tentacles to just smack them as they're smashed into oblivion. But unfortunately, Lirloch is smacked upside the head by one.
Oh, my bad ears. Forgot you were there.
Does that also move me?
No, it doesn't move you. That was that was flavor movements.
But okay. you can't take reactions until your next turn.
Jesus.
Okay.
Scruffy, open the door!
Scruffy turns around and starts sprinting. And so you wanted to attack the door?
Just slams in the door. Yeah, is that an attack?
Yeah, make me an attack roll.
Shadow's freaking out if y'all haven't figured that out yet. Nat 20.
Oh, Nat baby. 20. You gotta get
roll me damage.
Okay, so he's going to get charged, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be 8d6 plus 5.
Holy plus 3. Fucking shit. He's a big pig.
All ones?
Lots of ones.
You can be a big pig too.
24 damage.
That is enough that it
smashes
this thing open. It breaks the thing off your hand as it rips off super fast. You do take an additional 3 damage. As it kind of rips your flesh, it rips your hand out, and he just goes bursting through into the other side, and there's like a cavern hall, and he just bursts into it.
What the fuck is this session?
I love that.
Amazing. That was epic.
All right, what is the boar doing anything else?
The boar is dazed and confused.
Yeah, so he kind of like runs through it a little ways as he just bursts it open.
So I'm still standing here blocking the bridge, Lirloch, Shadow, and the boar busted through the next door. I turn, I hear the commotion, and I'm like, let's go, fuck yeah. And I'm going to run onto the bridge at these guys and take swings at two of the kill bots.
Amazing.
Nat 1 on the first.
Of course you would.
For an 8.
Aww. That doesn't hit.
14 to hit the second one.
14 hits.
It does 12 regular damage to one.
That is enough to kill one.
So I smash one and kill it, and I'm like, yeah! And I turn around, I'm going to take opportunity attacks.
It's just one, and it's super low.
Okay, and I've run my full distance to the door, past the other two guys. Yeah, I have expeditious retreat.
Yeah,
I run all the way in to the next doorway, and I'm like, "Way to go, Scruffy!" I'll end my turn.
He's just like, he's doing the Pumba thing, looking left and right.
Yeah.
Lirloch, you take a glance back, and you see these guys are coming for you. They're running full
even
speed.
Even the dead one.
They get to a right here. Yeah, even the dead one. These guys get to here.
How many are behind us? 7? That's epic.
7 behind you, but then you also see that 2 more pop up on all of the little towers back there. These, only 3 of them, these four can't, so I'll just go ahead and finish moving them. Oh shit, no, two of them can. So these guys move up to here. So these two are going to shoot hooks at Alirlok. These guys, one's going to shoot a hook at Scruffy, and two at Scruffy, one at Shadow, two at Alirlok. Alirlok first. Shit. Shit. That's a 23 and an 18.
You got
so
me.
So sorry. You take 5 damage total, 1 and 4, from these guys as they zip up to you. Two at Scruffy. That's going to be a 15 and a 19 as these guys hit Scruffy and zip up to him. And he takes a total of 6 damage, and then 1 at Shadow is a natural 1. So it
Shadow swings out at the one that attacked him.
Well, he doesn't get to zip to you because he missed. So he's actually just sits where he's at.
Okay.
All right. And then it is Alirlok's turn. But now you've got two of them right up on you that just zipped up to you. Two of them are right next to you because of the boar guy.
Okay.
Guess you have to you technically.
We got to get this door closed.
I agree.
Y'all get through the door. I got an idea.
I'm going to attempt to smack one with my club.
Sure.
I love the club.
In the herd.
21.
That hit.
7 damage.
You don't get, whatchamacallit?
Oh, necrotic. Yep, I'd get that. And then that's D8, which it's probably enough after that. Yeah.
Probably.
6 necrotic.
Alright, so you just smash one.
Yep. And then I will run. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to bring this guy up here.
There you go.
The next one. The one next to me.
The spiritual weapon.
Spiritual weapon.
Slash him.
Yeah, moving the spiritual weapon up next to the kill bot next to me. One of the three. Anyway.
Well, and you killed one, so it's really just two now.
No, it's still three.
This guy can't hit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
He's on
the I definitely thought there was 4 opportunity attacks coming.
Nah.
So yeah, I'm gonna take spiritual weapon and attack that one next to it. 16. 9 damage.
That is enough to drop this guy in one hit.
Oh, I love that.
So just wrecked, bud.
Chops right through him.
So that's my action and my bonus action. My movement's going to be to get through the door.
And he's going to get a total of a 12 to hit, so that's going to be a miss.
Okay, and that's my turn.
All right, Shadow, it's your turn.
So Scruffy is already trotted through the door, right?
Yeah. Scruffy was a few feet through the door after that last operation.
So Shadow turns around and like swings his glaive.
Okay. Yeah. At reach.
At reach.
Yeah, something I realized is 17 you couldn't attack hit. With a hand grappled. 17 hits.
No. So gonna hit that one, then swing at him again. That'll be a 14 to hit.
That will hit.
Then 7 damage to him.
Okay, that kills him.
And then I'm going to smash the other one into the ground with the butt of my gun.
Your gun?
Or the butt of my glaive. Probably 23 to hit.
Bayoneted musket.
Has that guy been damaged?
He has not. Just need to
so
roll.
So that'll be 6 damage to him.
Oh, he's still up.
Shadow's going to go through the door. Can I use my object interaction to try to slam the door closed?
You can.
Hold on, don't do that yet. I got an idea.
Shadow's gonna keep running past everybody because he's scared as fuck of that door and those skill bots.
Okay.
And then the boar's gonna turn around and slam into that one that's closest to him.
Okay. Alright, make me an attack roll. Scruffy's going back out.
9.
Oh.
Or 8, so I mean. That's okay. Nice. Scruffy takes the opportunity attack and runs back through.
Oh, okay. It's gonna hit. It's a 16.
Okay.
Oh my god, max damage. He takes 8 damage.
Okay.
Is Scruffy dead?
Nope.
Wow, he's still alive.
The boars are a little tougher. All right, plan, man.
All right, I come in back into the doorway and I see these 3-4 still alive and more being formed on the pillars. And I just like reach my half my body in and grab this standing brazier candlestick right here.
Okay.
I want to grab it, go back to the door, slam the door, and then jimmy this candlestick to block the door.
Okay. All right. So I will say, if you're doing all that as your action, that automatically succeeds. I was going to, if Seth tried to slam it, I was going to make us have to roll something to see if it latched or not after being broken open.
Hell yeah.
But with that play, we will end initiative as you hear as things, they zip up to the wall.
Holy shit, guys.
I'm never touching another door handle again.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
No.
When he says that, I grab the adamantine axe out of the bag of holding, and I walk up to Shadow, and without saying anything, I just kind of turn him around, and I like fashion it to his back. So he just has the adamantine just battle axe hanging off his back.
Add an extra sling to it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
I lean against the wall. Looks like we're in a hallway with walls. I lean against the wall and I just slump down, like slide in slow motion down into a sitting position.
Absolutely. You gonna take a short rest?
Yeah.
All right, let's call it there.
That was epic. That was, I was going to say it during the battle, but that was the most like movie scene, like fight, you know what I mean? Like I was picturing that as like a movie scene. We're coming across this bridge. That was epic.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it was like, you knew that like just standing your ground and fighting the whole time wasn't going to be the play.
Right.
Like, so I think that kind of contributes to that. You're thinking like, okay, how do we solve this without,
yeah, because we had already fought here. Those build bots that just kept coming. So we're like, okay, we gotta just get the hell out of here.
I don't know about you guys, but whenever I find this Moloch motherfucker, I'm gonna skewer him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just waiting for one of you guys to try the door while the cube was still alive.
Hell no.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If it grappled you and then the cube just is like, ooh, let me just slurp right onto this.
Slurp. Don't like that.
Yeah, you could have not said that and that'd be fine. Oh,
that's what cubes do though.
I rolled
they slurp.
I rolled 3.
So are we short resting now?
Yeah, I rolled 3 of my hit die. Of my 8.
I'm also gonna roll 3 of mine.
Took me up to 53 of
70.
Oh
my god, what a fuckstick.
Yeah, mine weren't great either.
Another one of mine.
Don't y'all have like a shitload at this point?
We have 8 hit dice. Can we do that? Like, can we, or do we have to say how many?
I'm perfectly fine with that if you want to chip up to it. Yeah. I think that rules is written, you're supposed to be like, I'm going to roll this many, and that's how many you roll. But like, I don't, that's silly to me.
I'm it's rolling like, another one.
You just, yeah. If you.
All right. I rolled 4. I'm at 61 of 70. I feel good with that.
I'm at 67 of 71.
How hurt were you guys?
I was at 34 of 70. Not too bad.
Was it 39, 40, something like that?
35. How do I roll hit dice in D&D Beyond?
When you click short rest and then pick how many you want, it'll roll it for you once you hit the button.
Ew.
Well, we came in hurt from the bugs.
Yeah, we were a little hurt from the bugs. I was at like
y'all
40
got chipped down a little
or 50
bit
from, already.
Yeah, from the maze.
Yeah,
did that take 30 minutes or 5 minutes or?
Yeah.
From the time we played with the table.
Yeah, the table took a little while. That sort of investigation stuff takes some time. We'll say that all in all, let's just give it another hour, just for round numbers.
Okay. Now, just for... I guess you're not going to tell me, but... Why did Drekben... Why was it the only weapon that reacted?
Judging by... Y'all rolled some decent investigation rolls and stuff. You're not exactly sure what that mechanism was or what its power was. But, like I said, it's some sort of transmutation magic.
Mm-hmm.
And based on those weird creatures that you saw...
Yeah.
You think that there might have been a specific attunement between Drekben and that type of magic.
Gotcha.
That other weapons wouldn't necessarily have.
Gotcha.
And just to tell you guys, mechanically, I've been tracking Drekben's beast kills, and it reached enough beast kills to go to the next level. So thematically, I decided to do it there.
Play,
but
agree.
I actually was.
No, that was cool.
Yeah, but I was actually thinking about just giving y'all. The plan was to just, once it reached enough beast kills, it got it. And I was doing the math after the session last time. I was like, oh, Drekben should go to level 2.
It had very few beast kills before them bugs. We were farming the bugs, though. We said we were.
Yeah, we were monster farming.
You killed... I did the math. You killed 7. You killed 7 of those bugs. I don't know how you rolled so many 5s. It was absurd.
I rolled 3 or 4 in a row one time.
Mm-hmm. There's a long straight stretch in the maze that's just bug, bug, bug.
That was awesome.
So Scruffy still has 22 HP.
Damn, how much HP does the giant boar have?
42.
Oh my god. That might be the best then, because isn't the lion has like 20?
I don't think so.
Man.
That's
what
great.
A fun little... 26. I think that means the giant boar is the best.
Well, I really like the charge thing, too. The charge is cool.
Mm-hmm. Assuming I'm doing it right.
It's like, well, it makes perfect sense. A boar, it like builds up steam and then hits. It runs straight line.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah.
What about the bear, though?
Oh, the bear. I forgot bear. Top. Bear.
I almost never get the bear, but...
Have you even gotten it? Once, maybe.
I think maybe once. Brown bear.
Yeah, giant boar is higher challenge rating than the lion. So it's...
That's kind of hilarious.
It is kind of hilarious. But it's not a giant boar in the sense that, oh, that's a big boar.
It's
like a giant boar. It's like a fantasy boar.
Yeah, it's like 8 feet tall. Yeah, that's true.
So
the bear only has 34 HP, has a lower AC by 1.
Yeah.
And it does not have the potential to do as much damage, although it does have multi-attack.
So it does more damage on a baseline, but like the boar could get higher if it rolled really well.
Right. Well, I mean, if the bear gets 2 claw attacks, then it's 2d6 plus 4 per hit.
Yeah, so even more than the charge.
Yeah.
And it's more consistent because it spreads over 2 turns. But the boar also has 40-foot movement speed, which is
awesome.
So does
the bear.
Oh, the bear does. Okay.
Yeah, and a climb speed of 30.
They do make the bear kind of scary then.
Yeah, the bear's scary, but the boar may be the best of the rest bag.
We got some cool shit.
I hate that
we're
going to
get out of the Underdark.
I don't either. Me and Joey were talking about that today.
I mean, it's endless. We've gone so deep. Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.